We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're up to page Pei. Page Pei, the letter Yud Aleph. So based on what we've explained, the rules of when something can be discussed in the presence, after it was mentioned in the presence of three, sometimes you have communal meetings, what's called Shiv'at Tuveyair. It used to be a custom that they would have seven people who were in charge of the community. That was like the community board. And they would decide things for the city. Now when they have a meeting, so when the board meets, and they're making decisions about how to run the community, so sometimes the discussion revolves around different estimations of how something will affect parts of the community, other parts of the community. And sometimes they don't agree, but they come to a vote, and they go by the majority opinion. When they leave the community room where they came to a vote, they have to be very careful not to tell anyone afterwards what different people thought, what were the opinions expressed in that meeting. One might be tempted to say, I wanted to give you leniencies, but I was outvoted, and he was forced to go with their opinion. So it's very tempting. Sometimes it's your neighbor. And if you've ever been on the community board, sometimes a person doesn't pay certain taxes, and you have to fine the person. You have to take away rights, or sometimes even have to kick the person out of the premises they're in. And sometimes you voted to be lenient, and everyone else voted against you, and then the board voted, and the board enacts, and whether you like it or not, your name is signed on to that. Says the Chafetz Chaim, that's part of the laws of not slandering. You can't go around saying, well, I voted differently. It was the rest of the board. You're not allowed to do that.
Today, they often have the discussion, you can't help people who vote things out. But then the voting is anonymous, and they count it out, as far as I know. I don't know. A few times I've been involved in that, they do it that way.
But still, you're tempted. You're still tempted when
you have a discussion. I defended you.
Right. You want to tell your neighbor, you know, even though this was the decision, ולא מבין מוסכם ביניהם מתחילה כשיצאו מחדר קהל שלא לגלות או לספר לאיש הנוכחי גופה שאליו נוגע החוב ההוא. And it's obvious that if this was agreed upon, that they wouldn't tell it over, so then בוודאי איסור גמור, then for sure it's completely prohibited to go against what you agreed. Meaning sometimes part of the discussion is that we're not going to tell who voted what. This is we're coming as one unified board. But even if that wasn't mentioned, it was just discussed plainly. And he doesn't even intend to reveal. It happens to be mentioned coincidentally. Sometimes he's tempted to tell over the story in a way that the person will get the feeling that even now he doesn't agree with that. But he couldn't fight the cause against everyone else. Even just to do that is completely prohibited. And this is very difficult. This comes up at work. I got a shaila once from someone in the army. They were supposed to vote on how a certain officer was doing his duties, and they were going to decide whether to promote him or not. And he felt the guy was not doing his duties, he should not be promoted. He wanted to know, is he allowed to? As far as the laws of Lashon Hara, I told him you're obligated to. How else is the army going to know whether to advance someone or not? That's not Lashon Hara. Yeah, that's the whole purpose. That's your responsibility. But it comes up. You know, sometimes it's your best friend, and he knows you were part of the vote. It comes up in education. When you have staff meetings, you have to decide whether sometimes you'll take actions against the family, against the student, against parents. So there are many instances where this comes up. The second you're involved in communal things, it comes up. And the Chafetz Chaim says you have to come to an agreement with the board. If the agreement is your stance is that you're one board, then you have to take that stance. Sometimes the board will say the other way. Sometimes the board will say, look, you're his neighbor, you're his friend. Maybe you should give him the bitter pill. You should be the one to tell him this was our decision. And you'll say, but can I at least tell him that I was against this? And they'll say, yeah, you could tell him we overrode you. And sometimes the board agrees. They understand your perspective and you've come to an agreement. You said to them, I want to tell him that I didn't want this to happen to him. If I'm the one who's going to have to tell him that he's being kicked out of his house, you know, so let me try that. Let me at least tell him that I wasn't voting for it. I voted against it. And if the rest of the board agrees, I've been there.
That's fine, because the tempting thing is you want to do the right thing, so you vote with the board, but you want to tell him you didn't.
You sure did. That's what usually happens.
No, I hope not.
No, but that's for sure not. No, but sometimes you do try to say, you know, maybe we could have more patience or whatever. Okay. ולפי דעת היד קטנה, אפילו מספר סתם איך שדעתו היה מתחילה להקל על אותו פלוני, ואחר כך עמדו למניין ולכו בתרובה גם כנסו. Some would say, he quotes a book called Yad Ktana, that even if he'd say, you know, before I went into that meeting, I was going to vote for you. He doesn't say he actually did. He just says, you know, before we came to the meeting, I was sure you were in the right, but this is the outcome. So he's indicating that he was on his side. He still can't do that. You're bored. The agreement is he's not supposed to know who voted which way. You got to live up to that. ואין שום נפקא מינה בין אם ספר דבר זה מעצמו ובין אם עמד עליו חברו בחירופין על דבר זה. And it doesn't matter if you volunteer the information or the guy comes cursing. And he's cursing you out and you know you voted for him. So you're tempted to tell him, look, I don't know what you want from me. There's a whole board there. No. בכל גבני אסור להתיר את העוולה על חברו ולסלקה מעליו. Nonetheless, you're not allowed to say, well, you know, it's all they did it and I have nothing to do with it. אף שהוא אומר, even though it might be the truth. But that's part of your responsibility as part of a board where the agreement, where the understood agreement is that you keep this information private, so keep it private.